Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Framers by Kenneth Kuechker, Victor Meyer Schomburger, and Francis de Vericourt. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about thinking?
Hey there, Sam, it really did. At first I was skeptical, like, another book about mental models? But this one is different. It argues that the most important human ability isn't crunching data or being rational, but something much more subtle. Framing. How we decide to see a problem in the first place.
Yeah, that opening really got me. They say we're always told to think like machines, be logical, data-driven. But the future belongs to people who can do something machines can't. Choose the lens through which we view reality.
Exactly. And they break framing down into three core abilities: causality, counterfactuals, and constraints. Let's start with causality. It's not just correlation, it's the human drive to ask why and to build a story that connects events.
Right. They use the example of ice cream sales and shark attacks. A machine sees a correlation, but a human frames it. Hot weather drives people to both eat ice cream and go swimming, which increases shark attacks. That causal frame lets you intervene.
And it's so powerful because the frame dictates the action. A doctor who thinks a symptom is viral will treat it completely differently than one who thinks it's autoimmune. The authors say the best decision makers aren't the ones with the most data, but the best causal models.
That's humbling. I always thought I needed more information, but maybe I just need a better story about why things are happening. So what about the second pillar, counterfactuals?
Oh, that's the fun one. Counterfactuals are what-if simulations. What if I'd taken that other job? What if we'd launched earlier? It's how we learn from the past without living through every possibility, and it's the foundation of creativity and innovation.
And they warn against getting stuck in negative what-ifs. The goal isn't to dwell on regret, but to use that imagined reality to stress test our causal models. Like, what if we had done nothing? Would the outcome have been different? That's rigorous thinking.
Then the third pillar is constraints, which sounds counterintuitive. We think creativity needs total freedom, but the authors argue that constraints actually enable creativity. A frame is a set of constraints that tells you what's relevant and what's possible.
A painter has a canvas and paint. A poet has a sonnet form. A business has a mission and a budget. Without those boundaries, you get paralysis. The key is to choose the right constraints, ones that channel and amplify, not stifle.
And they talk about how the best frames often come from imposing productive constraints, like Google's mission to organize the world's information that rule out entire categories of business and focuses everything. It's a frame that guides decisions.
So once we have these three pillars, the book moves to how frames work in groups. They introduce this idea of frame diversity, that the most innovative teams aren't the ones with the highest IQs, but the widest variety of frames.
Yes. When everyone shares the same frame, you get groupthink. But if you have a physicist, a poet, and a plumber looking at the same problem, they see completely different things. The challenge is managing the conflict productively.
The master framer isn't someone who holds the one true frame, but someone who can hold multiple frames simultaneously and shift between them. That requires humility, recognizing that your frame is a choice, not a fact.
And then the book ends with a powerful argument about AI. Machines are getting amazing at prediction and optimization within a frame, but they can't choose the frame itself. They can't decide what the goal should be or create a truly novel counterfactual.
That reframes the whole automation debate. The jobs most at risk aren't the ones requiring the most intelligence, but the ones with a single, fixed frame, like cashiers or data entry. Jobs that require constant reframing, like CEO, scientist, artist, and are most secure.
So the future belongs to framers. People who can think about thinking, who can build better mental models. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The takeaway for me is that the most important tool I own isn't my phone or my laptop. It's the frame I build with my own mind. And the most important work I can do is to build better ones.
That's it exactly. Framers reminds us that our power lies not in processing data, but in choosing how to see the world. We'll see you in the next one.